last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. They'd love for you to call them now. Love for you to stop by and see them now. Some people out there have a hard time with kids, with jobs, with whatever, and you go, man, I don't have time to run by there today. But you might have Saturday off. Well, guess what? Patterson Tax Service open on Saturday. Some of you out there say, and this is really good because a lot of you out there, you can't schedule anything. Your schedules, you get stuff that comes up throughout your day, and it's hard for you to schedule something. But somebody might cancel an appointment. There might be some weather-related stuff. If you're a school teacher and you got some weather you can't get in that day or something like that, then walk-ins are welcome. Now, they'd rather you make an appointment, sure, and they'd rather come in on, you know, Monday through Friday, whatever, sure, they'd rather all that, but they're there to accommodate you and your schedule. The Patterson Tax Service is going to do your taxes for you. They're going to do them. They're going to do them right. They've studied this thing. This new tax code is very complicated, and there's more changes like crazy, so let them help you out. Let them take care of you. So Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. Let me go over this. Mr. Or 24, as far as what the text was saying and my point and your point about Clemson being a small town. Now, again, the biggest city in the United States is Jacksonville, Florida, because the city limits are drawn for the entire Duval County. So you can draw whatever, are we going to talk Dallas and Fort Worth and Arlington? You can talk just Dallas. You can talk, there's ways to draw city lines and county lines and how you count your population and the city proper. I'm not sure of all that. I just know this, that if we're going to talk about the rural environment of Clemson being a detriment to basketball, then I don't know if anybody, I have been to Oxford, Mississippi, and there is no urban environment that attracts kids there, yet they're currently ranked. I've been to Starkville, Mississippi. There is no urban environment there that attracts kids, basketball players, to Mississippi State because of the urban environment. So, but yet they're ranked. I've not been to Ames, Iowa.
Jacksonville's not the biggest city in the country. Duval County has 937,000 people in it. Jacksonville by itself is 1.3. These are statistics I'm looking from the U.S. Census population.
The biggest land in the country.
The land is when fine. You mentioned population.
No. I said the largest city.
Okay.
I didn't say the most populated.
Okay.
The largest city in the country. When you drive into Jacksonville, Florida, say, welcome to Jacksonville, Florida, the largest city in the country. Are there street signs, do? I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they tell you.
Largest city in the country is different than population-wise.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I didn't say the most populated.
Just make sure we're on the same pitch. Right. Well, we were talking about population the whole time, so you saying that kind of implied that. But that's my mistake.
What I'm saying is you could draw your county lines, your city lines. You can't draw your county lines. Your city lines, you can include, you know, whatever. Is New York City, is it just Manhattan? Is it the Bronx? Is it, you know, counting all that kind of stuff. What I'm telling you is that I've been to these places. I have been to, quite frankly, Durham, North Carolina is not a big city. I don't think that kids that go to Duke consider it saying, I mean, can't wait to get that urban metropolis. I'm going to go there because of the urban environment of Durham. Now, with that said, even if it was, I had a conversation one time with Burton Burns, who coached football at Tulane. And I said, man, you guys, when y'all were at Tulane, and Tulane's a small part of New Orleans. It's kind of a campus. You know, have you ever been there? It's nice.
I have not been to New Orleans.
But I said, man, you guys.
New Orleans.
Y'all are awesome, man. You, at Tulane, you can recruit and have Bourbon Street and the French Quarter as part of recruiting. He goes, man, our kids don't go to the French Quarter. Our kids stay on right there around our campus. So You can use those as excuses. I'm telling you, I've been to Blacksburg, Virginia, who's ranked 12th in the country right now, and no one would ever leave Blacksburg, Virginia and say, man, I tell you what, these people ought to be great in basketball because of this urban environment they have here. Blacksburg is Clemson.
Sure.
I just showed you a picture of downtown Blacksburg. There's two buildings over there, over two stories.
That's two more than Clemson has.
No, Clemson's got these apartments down there more than two stories.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, Clemson probably has more 3- and 4-story buildings than Blacksburg, Virginia does.
You're right.
It's not a big area. I mean, you can use these. Look, keep up the excuses. Keep up with the, you can't. There's a lot of reasons to tell me why you can't. You can't. Okay, it's fine.
You can make the argument that Clemson has a little bit of both, though, couldn't you? In the sense that Clemson itself is isolated into a rural environment. But 40 minutes down the road, you're into Greenville, which is more of an urban environment. You go 2 hours in either direction, you're in Atlanta or Charlotte.
If you want to be an optimist.
I would prefer to be an optimist.
Or if you want to tell me why you can't do stuff.
No.
Now, Knoxville is a bigger city. Tallahassee is a bigger city, but I'll tell you this. I've been to both, and they've got a couple of little tall buildings. They got two or three little tall buildings in both places. I don't get the sense when I go to Knoxville, Tennessee, that I've been to this urban area. I've been all around Knoxville. I've been to Tallahassee 30 times or 20 times. I never left there and go, man, that's a nice big city you got there in Tallahassee. But bigger than here? Yeah, sure. I agree with that. It can be done. And just not buying the fact that it can't be done. Text said, see y'all next fall. Excuses. I don't know what that means. Expand on that, bud. I don't know what you mean with that one. The caller right before the break said the top football players I have seen here playing against Clemson or on the road against Clemson. I go back to the mid 70s. I have seen Clemson play. Joe Montana was a great player. No doubt about that. And Ken McAfee and Ross Brown are that Notre Dame team that came here in 77. That would be one of those. Herschel Walker, I saw him play in 80, 81, and a little bit in 82. He didn't start the game. He had a hurt wrist in 82. He would be one of those. Boomer Esiason and those guys. I would say Peter Warwick Dunn, Tamarck Vanover. To me, he was a beast, but didn't do anything. Got caught, I think, drugs kind of drugs kind of got him a little bit, maybe. But he'd be certainly be one of those. I think Jadeveon Clowney would be one of those. I mean, George Rogers was one of those for South Carolina. Clemson didn't play Bo Jackson, so I never saw him play in person. A lot of these Alabama guys, as of late, Heisman Trophy winners, we saw Ingram, we saw Derrick Henry, we've seen those guys. I saw Doug Flutie play.
James Winston was one of those guys.
Winston was one of those guys?
Yeah.
Doug Flutie, I'm trying to think of the Heisman Trophy guys that I've seen play. Doug Flutie was certainly one of those great, all-time great players.
Mm-hmm.
Flutie and those guys played to a tie here, and they actually beat Clemson up in Boston. I was not at that game in Boston, and that game was not on television. He had listened to the game on the radio, but Doug Flutie was one of those. I tell you, man, Todd Gurley scared me to death, and he had a good game against Clemson.
You had to listen to it on the radio?
Yeah, there was no.
Yeah, you're welcome for that, by the way. I produced that game.
Yeah. Deion Sanders certainly was that. Let me look at the Heisman guys that I've seen play against Clemson through the years. I tell you, man, Lamar Jackson was pretty good. Saw Baker Mayfield, obviously. Derrick Henry, Jameis Winston. Saw Cam Newton play against Clemson in the year he won the Heisman. Mark Ingram play against Clemson.
Was he talking about just here, though?
Oh, I don't know if he's talking about.
I think he was talking about just in
Death Valley.
Yeah.
Well, again, Joe Montana played here. Jameis Winston certainly played here.
Because we didn't get Cam that year. He had left the NFL when Auburn came here and they broke their streak, didn't they?
Right, but Clemson did play against Cam Newton
the year before.
No. His year, he only played 1 year at Auburn, and he won the national championship in his junior year and left after his junior year. They Clemson lost in overtime to Cam Newton down there. The only year he played.
That's what I'm saying. It was the year before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Clemson played him. That wasn't in Death Valley.
Yeah, and
but
then,
it was in Auburn. But
exactly, and then Auburn came to Clemson the next year and they broke the streak.
Right,
Auburn just wished.
Right. Charlie Ward was a great player. Now Clemson contained him a little bit, especially that first year, and he did play here. Like I said, Flutie, Herschel Walker, George Rogers. Those are the ones that in my lifetime I saw. Matt Kavanaugh was a great quarterback for Pittsburgh that year. There's some Hugh Green, some of those kids. You know, played against some really, really, really good players, though, no doubt about that. I tell you, even going back to Amos Lawrence, and I saw Lawrence Taylor play here in Death Valley.
Mm.
How about that? Julius Peppers play here in Death Valley. We're getting some of those. So, yeah, some great players there. No doubt about that. Texas wants to know how many touchdowns did Hunter Renfro have against Doug Flutie that Boston College year. That's still, man. I'm going to be like 80 years old, and someone's going to give me the Banks McFadden and Hunter Renfro were teammates, and I'll do that. Saw Randy White play, longtime Dallas Cowboy.
Randy.
Won the University of Maryland. We don't need to practice, Randy. Let me get Steven, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Steven. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Two things. I missed your first hour, so I don't know how much basketball you guys talked about. And I certainly don't mean to beat a dead horse. But can I just point out a few things after watching the highlights of the game yesterday? Sure. I did not get to watch it on Saturday.
Sure.
The first one, when Clemson was up three, I think it was just a little under 10 seconds to go in the game. And Clemson's up three, and NC State's got the ball. Why foul in that situation?
I don't know. And it was such a quick foul that it really didn't accomplish a whole lot because none of the time really ran off the clock at that point in time. If you want to foul like later before they shot a three, maybe. But you don't want to foul and then give them 9 seconds after that.
Exactly.
It didn't work out.
Exactly. It did not. That was an epic fail, Mickey. Yeah. Listen, you got to understand, if you foul that quickly, they're going to have another possession after they foul you, whether you hit your free throws or not. They're going to have another possession, and certainly that's what happened.
Yeah.
And why not make them earn it?
You're right. You're trying to eliminate that is what you're trying to do by fouling. But
you
foul with 3 seconds to go or 5 seconds to go or four seconds to go. You don't foul with nine seconds to go.
Foul with five. If they hit their free throws, they're going to foul you. Maybe you could run a second off. Now there's only 4 seconds to go. So they can't run it down the court and call a timeout like they did. They've got to keep going.
Right.
I just don't understand it. In that situation, even if you don't foul, make them earn it. They know they have to have a three to tie.
Right.
Make them run around a little bit.
Right.
My goodness.
Right.
Look, we're not getting paid. I don't know how much Brownell is getting paid, and that's beside the point. I mean, that's as obvious as the sun.
Now, I'll tell you this. I don't think, and I don't know for sure, and I listened to Tiger Halls last night. I don't know if it was asked about. You did not do Tiger Halls last night, right, Zach? Okay. But I'm sure they didn't tell the kids to foul with 9 seconds to go. Sometimes what you tell a kid to do and what they do are two different things. I don't think that no coach in America would say, hey, we need to go ahead and foul them right now, 9 seconds, and that way they get more time.
Yeah, but you got to tell them, let them dribble around a little bit and then foul.
Right.
But tell them that's right. Better than telling them nothing.
But we don't know that we don't know that that's what, that he didn't tell them that.
That's right. And so I just want to, I was kind of catching the highlights yesterday as I was working a little bit.
Right.
And so I work with a bunch of NC State guys. On NC State's possession where they were down six, one of their players drove into the paint and just heaved up a shot. It banked in, and Clemson fouled them. Okay? If you go back and watch that play, I don't know if it was Clyde Trapp or Sims or whoever. They didn't even touch the NC State guy. They didn't even touch him.
Yeah.
So I took my phone over to one of my NC State buddies. I asked him, where's the foul? His response was, it doesn't matter. They're going to call that every time, whether they touch him or not, just because of the way the Clemson defender was situated and guarded. That's why, Mickey, I won't go out of my way to watch basketball. I may watch the game tonight, but it's a 9 o'clock tip. I doubt that I will. And like you said yesterday, you were in Tiger Sports Shops or wherever, and the game was on, and nobody was watching it.
Yeah.
Nobody was watching the game.
Yeah.
For me, it's a combination of the program is snake bitten. It is. It is. It doesn't have anything to do with the location of Clemson. The program is snake bitten. Yeah. I don't know if you need fresh blood in there. I don't know, but look. If you put a tiger paw on it, I want them to win. I don't care if it's golf, ping pong, underwater basket weaving. I don't care. I want basketball to be great. But you cannot. It's the little things, Mickey. It happened a couple of years ago. I don't remember who it was, but Clemson. The only thing the team could have done in that situation was steal the inbounds pass and put a quick shot, and that's what they did. I think it was Notre Dame back in 2013, and Clemson ended up losing in overtime. It might have been Pittsburgh, but it's just the little things. It's just the little things that they're not doing,
and unfortunately,
some of the parts.
Unfortunately, though, those are the things we remember because there's not enough of the great moments to remember to overcast. Clemson football messes up sometimes. But we've got enough of the other stuff. We don't remember a Hail Mary or a bad snap. I remember when Clemson was playing bad in football and they had the bad snap over the head against Georgia Tech and the punt formation and ended up losing the game. Well, we don't even remember that anymore now because they won two national championships in the last 3 years, you know?
That's right. Against Georgia Tech, everybody thought the game was over. And sure enough, we did what Georgia Tech needed us to do in order for Georgia Tech to win that game.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened on Saturday. NC State needed Clemson to do certain things, and that's what happened.
Right.
And somebody made a great point yesterday. That's exactly what happened to NC State in football in 2016 against Clemson.
Everything had to go right, went right. That's right.
Everything had to go right, yep.
Right. No doubt.
Sorry, I just needed to vent a little bit.
That's why we're here, brother.
Get that out.
That's why we're here.
And I love your show, Mickey. You make my drive to work. You make my day so much better. Every morning when I get up, I can listen to you. I feel like I'm at home. I feel like I'm in Powdersville or Clemson. You bring that little piece of home up here to me, man, and I love it.
Well, that's too kind of you, Steve. I appreciate it, man. We're always here for the event. We'll take care of you. You can lay down in the leather sofa over here, and we'll have you draw doodles of whatever. We'll do all that for a little therapy.
I'm going to be down in the spring. I'm going to be down for a spring game. Me and the family's going to come down and have a great time. I can't wait.
Y'all come by and see us.
So, all right, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
Take care of yourself.
All right, bye.
Remind me to tell you a joke during the break.
Tell me now.
I don't know if I can tell on either. And usually, see what happens with this is like, usually you go, oh, I think you can, and I'll tell it, and then upper manager comes in and goes, oh, you shouldn't have told that.
You should have said that.
That wasn't the right thing to do. Probably didn't need to do that.
Our manager isn't here yet.
Probably listening, though. And everything is archived now, so probably going to be during the break with this. It's not bad, but we're in a cool school segment, too. Kids on the way to school.
7:20?
Yeah!
8 o'clock school, isn't it?
Yeah!
You got plenty of time.
No, you got to get in line.
Maybe you got
to
get in line.
You have to get in line now. You got to get up there. You can't be late.
What happened to taking the bus?
Kids still take the bus.
Back in my day, you used to take the bus to school in the morning. Parents weren't dropping you off every day. It's ridiculous.
I live in such a small town, we just walked to school.
I could do that if I had to, if I missed the bus, but I preferred not to.
Or my dad would take me to an old El Camino.
Yeah.
Up the hill to the school, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, 414 vehicles, Mr. Orr 24, 414 vehicles. If you want to be like Zach Orr and get you a truck, they're 274 brand new, 274 brand new vehicles at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Let me talk to you a little bit about the financing options that are available. They're proud to offer financing options, help your customers. You can come in, get your car, and do your financing right there. You can secure these financial terms. You can shop by payment. That's really, really cool. I mean, what's the, you can do it by finance or by lease. You know, why try to even look at a car if you know that you can't afford over a certain amount? Get in there and look at the ones you can afford. I just put this in right now. Give me a payment in here, buddy, right quick. What do you have for me? Give me the low and a high for a payment.
For a car?
Yeah, for what, you know, say, Kristen wants a car. How much are you going to, what's the car y'all afford a month? Low and a high?
I mean.
Just give me a hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical, $250 for the low.
$250.
And let's say $375 for the high.
Okay, $250 right now, and that $375 is the high. Uh-oh. No if I can find it right there. 375. Here we go. Is the high. Right now, there are 129 vehicles on their lot right now to choose from.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
How about
that? And that's not a lease. That's a finance. It's a purchase. GrangerNissan of Anderson.com. 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Call them at 324-0650. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Home of the lifetime warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming straight to you. Also, I've got that recruiting stuff we'll get to. A lot more hour when you continue hour number two after this.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Carrying on a tradition that has been a part of Carolina Kitchen since 1941. Delight your family with a Southern classic, Clemson Blue Cheese. It's made with unhomogenized milk, like the old days when a thick layer of cream rose to the top of every bottle. Gift packs and a cookbook are available, and you can find Clemson Blue Cheese in most upstate Ingles, select Philo stores, and specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Order online at clemson.edu/bluecheese. Clemson Blue Cheese.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. If, what would you say about my garage floor? I'm just going to give you a chance.
Well, what I say about your garage floor?
Yeah.
A couple of terms come to mind. Some adjectives, if you will. Stunning.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Right.
And clean. Clean, clean, clean.
Nice. Nice. I would tell you, how about this? You didn't mention this. Affordable.
Oh, I didn't know what you pay for it.
value added to your home.
Again.
How
much can you really shine and turn, Dito?
High performance boxer base. Yeah, yeah, you get all this kind of stuff. Yeah, great stuff there. No doubt about it. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. 404-8158. Get in touch with my wonderful friends over at
Carolina Flooring Specialists.
Carolina Flooring Specialists. Tim Worley wants to come to your home today. 404-8158. 404-8158. There you go. Great
Did
job.
You put the golf simulator in yet?
No, I want to so bad.
Come on, man.
Oh, I want to so bad. Can't do it. It would be nice. This time of year would be nice. I told you, I'm either putting a golf simulator in or I'm moving to Miami for 2 months a year. I told Meredith the other day, I'm taking Drake.
Yeah.
And we're moving to Miami next January and February. And I'll be back in March.
No, that's good. That's good. Separate the child from its mother.
Well, whatever, but I just can't take the cold weather.
Hey, what are we doing naming winter storms now? Why? When did that become a thing?
The same reason that today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Oh, okay.
And today is National Pogo Stick Day.
Is Atlanta getting snow today?
Yes. Dusting.
Boy.
Dusting. Ugh. But the game's inside. No big deal. Today is...
What game?
You know. Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to have snow on Sunday. I'm talking about today.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the team's already there and some fans are starting to come in.
That doesn't bother me. It's Tuesday.
I agree. I agree with that. I don't know why you... I thought you meant Atlanta for the Super Bowl. You meant Atlanta just because of Atlanta.
I meant Atlanta close. Like today because I saw reports that they're getting snow today.
Dusting.
Today.
Right. Dusting. Right.
And we're not.
No.
We're getting rain.
Right.
That's terrible.
You can have it, buddy.
They got Jim Cantore on site in Atlanta on the Weather Channel this morning.
He is right now?
Yeah.
Texas said, no joke, naming winter storms... Calling cold fronts polar vortexes is ridiculous. All hype. I don't want another nor'easter or another polar vortex. How come I can't get a Caribbean vortex?
This is Winter Storm Jaden, by the way.
Jaden?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what that is? That's two things are happening there. Number one, the weather geeks, the people that the meteorologists who do a good job, quite frankly, and it's tough, but man, they get away with a lot of inaccurate reporting. They have way too much. They're way overqualified, and they get too much time on their hands, and they overvalue their importance.
Okay.
And B, they really can't get off the camera. And so, what will happen? I guarantee you this. Can you do me a favor? Can you turn to one of our local stations now? Like Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 13, Channel 1. And I guarantee you there's crawlers and there will be something about the weather on there today. And it will be it'll be a weather geek up there. One of the weather people up there. They love this stuff. They live for this stuff. Wall to wall, 24-hour coverage, breaking in. Dun, 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 their own graphics.
Doppler radar.
Did you hear yesterday the portal transfer on Ben's show and Brad's show? Have you heard that yet? We need this for Doppler radar. We need polar vortex for this one.
I heard it, but I don't see it up here. I don't know what they did with it. Oh.
You know what I need? Polar vortex. I got to have it bad, man. You don't think Philpott's geeking out right now, do you?
No, I don't think so. He can't be.
We're not getting
snow here.
I know, but there's a 0.0000% chance that we might have something, and I'm telling you, Philpott's geeked out right now. I know him. I know him well enough to know it. If you have any kind of temperature that is anything below 50, and you have any kind of precipitation that's within 500 miles of the place, the guy, he pops up. He's like, oh, what?
What's I'm that just now? Saying, having Jim Cantore on the Weather Channel right now with this giant jacket on, he's got a hat on, gloves, and it's 49 degrees in Atlanta. Like, chill.
Yeah, it's 49 degrees.
If you were in Chicago or one of these Midwest towns, it's supposed to be like negative 40 with wind chill or 50, whatever. I get it.
I told you this yesterday.
We could talk polar vortex at that point. Well, when it's going to be barely below freezing at a certain point in the future, and you're going to get a half inch of snow in Atlanta, let's relax with this polar vortex and naming winter storms.
Sounds to me like Cantori's getting a free Super Bowl trip out of this thing.
It does sound like that, to be honest with you.
On the other side of it, because Lester Holt's there for me. Lester Holt, oh my God, he's going to show me what's going on in the world. He cares about me.
Now, and people at home, Mickey does not like Lester Holt. I don't know if you can tell by any of that.
Oh, but no, he's there. He's experienced, and he cares about me. I told you, this is a big storm coming. Not here, but across the country right now. And the reason you know it's a big deal is because NBC, the second story is how bad Trump is. If you put Trump to number two in the storyline, it's a huge storm.
I mean, I'm
tell you that right off the bat. Let me get William from Georgia up. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, wait, I want to be clear about one thing.
What's
Lester,
that?
Lester Holt might say he cares about you, but I truly, really care about you.
I hear you.
Okay.
You got a lot of patience, I know that, dealing with your boy Chad from Columbia and his brother Steven. I need a lot more patience than that. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about is that you're talking about those smaller schools recruiting this morning.
Yes.
I think a lot of what that is, you know, parents have a big influence on their children nowadays where they go. They want them somewhere small where, you know, where it's secure and safe to them. They think it is anyway. Right. You know what I'm saying? For the most part.
Right.
I think that's got a lot to do with it. But I got a true story that happened over the weekend I want to tell you about.
Right.
We invited my sister-in-law and her kids to eat Mexican with us, right?
Right.
So we went to the Mexican restaurant. We were eating and all. And I said, "Hey, y'all, what do you think about your new coach? They're diehard Georgia Tech fans, right? Because they live in Woodstock."
Right.
I said, "We're excited. We're excited about that triple option. I said, not be going away." I said, "Okay." I said, "What do you think about playing Clemson in Death Valley, first game of the season? I mean, it's like literally frozen in time. Rice was dropping out of their mouths." And I was like, "Okay." They didn't have anything to say about that, but I thought you might get a kick out of that. Well, anyway, have a good one, brother.
Thank
Talk
you,
to you later.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, bye. Rice dropping out of their mouth. That's opening game of the year next year. ACC Network, Thursday night, in Clemens. Hey, one other quick point, Mr. 24, Jake Lake Tonto, Eskimo watch, brother. You thought he was going to stick that by me on it today, didn't he?
Man, why can't I just wear my watch like a normal, you know, everyday American?
Didn't wear my
You didn't even have one on today. Come on, man. Just let me be me.
Come on, man.
Come on.
All right. On the idea, though, that it has to be this urban influence in basketball that we've been sold, let me go over the biggest. Let's do most populated cities. But you don't do. We don't want to do.
Most populated cities. New York is number one in the U.S.
In the U.S. How many New York City teams are ranked in the top 25 right now in college basketball? How many?
I don't think there's any.
Right.
But how many
number
of the?
Two.
Hold on. How many of the kids playing in? Was it Buffalo? You said.
Yeah,
Buffalo. Were recruited from the New York City area.
I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know that.
How many in a very competitive Syracuse team were recruited from the New York City area?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Those are New York State teams.
I'll look that up next, okay? But let me do this. How many Los Angeles teams right now?
I have no idea.
But you know, hey, you say New York City recruited, but not when you leave New York City to go to Buffalo, to go to Syracuse. I haven't been to Buffalo. I've been to Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Those are like little cow towns compared to New York City.
L.A., how many?
You been to Buffalo?
Not been to Buffalo. Been to Syracuse. L.A. How many L.A. teams right now in the top 25?
Is it like 4 million in L.A.?
No. I'm saying how many teams?
No, what's the population? It's like 4 million, isn't it?
I think yes, 4 million. Yeah.
How many teams? Is UCLA right? No, they're not right.
No.
They're terrible.
Terrible.
I don't know. Is there none?
None.
Yeah.
Chicago is number 3 largest city in the country.
Is it none again?
Is DePaul ranked?
No. I have no idea.
Nope. How about Houston? Phoenix? Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia is 6th, and Villanova's ranked. So, I have 1. San Antonio, San Diego, Dallas, San Jose. The top 10 cities in the country, none of them are ranked in the top 25 in basketball. Austin, Texas, they're not ranked. Nobody in Jacksonville. Nobody in San Francisco. Nobody in Columbus. Nobody in Fort Worth. TCU's not ranked. Indianapolis. Charlotte's the 17th biggest city in the country. They're not ranked. Seattle, Denver, Washington, D.C. Of the top 20 teams in the country, or top 20 cities, matter of fact, let's go ahead and keep going. Boston's 21, El Paso's 22, Detroit, you might can say, I'll cut it off there because you might could say a suburb. That's not really a suburb. It's a couple hours away, hour and a half away, maybe. I have not been to Ann Arbor or to East Lansing, so I can't say that. But the point is that even Nashville, even Memphis, Portland's 26, Oklahoma 27, Las Vegas is 28. The top 20 biggest cities in the country, these teams aren't ranked in the top 25. So there is not a direct correlation, right, Mr. Ward 24?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Imagine that.
You decided to be right for once.
Come on, man.
Now, you wanted to know, Buffalo, how many guys are from New York City? And in looking at their current roster, they have none from New York City.
Is that right?
Unless, nope. None. They're the leading scorer for the Buffalo Bills, I love that, is C.J. Massenburg, and he's from Dallas. All right, now you also want to know Syracuse. Didn't you want to know Syracuse? How many they're recruiting from New York City?
Yep.
Is that a question that you asked?
Well, yeah, we were talking about teams in New York.
All right. You know, in my lifetime now, St. John's has been good, and they've gone to Final Fours. I see all that. Syracuse, New York. On a Syracuse orange roster right now, not orange man, orange roster right now. They have from New York. None. So.
Where's Jamesville, New York?
I don't know. Look it up.
There's one, Harlem.
I didn't see.
Jalen Carey, 6'3 guard.
I've got Jalen Carey from Montclair, New Jersey.
I am on Cuse.com.
According to this, his hometown's Montclair, New Jersey.
What are you on?
Huh? I'm on ESPN.
Well, I'm going to go with the actual website from the university. So Harlem is one.
Harlem is in New York City. I've been there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But it's only looking like one so far.
Right. So can we put that to bed then?
I agreed with you the whole time. I don't know why I'm being attacked about this.
No, look, I think that it certainly helps to have a bigger place, but it certainly is not. Houston is ranked, by the way. I mentioned that. Houston is ranked, so Texas was right about that. So two of the top 25 cities in the country have ranked basketball teams inside of it right now, which is interesting. I promise you this, Jack Legg, to talk to football recruiting, so we're going to do that next segment.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen 2 seconds ago.
Well, but we just got tied up in the greatest players we've ever seen here.
Frankly, I'm a little disappointed.
Well, we got tied up with that, and then we got tied up in the
and then Tony Morrell next in hour number three.
No, he's not.
No Tony today.
No.
Oh, God.
Quickly, my buddy Dan writes in that the best player that I've ever seen here is Lawrence Taylor. He goes, because he's the only guy in the conversation, the greatest players ever is Jim Brown. There's no one else. He's like the defensive Babe Ruth. I did say that he did change the game. In college, he was a really, really good player. He was a better pro than he was in college.
Does he have the earring in college?
No. No, he did not have it. And he didn't say, we come at you like a bunch of crazed dogs.
A bunch of crazed dogs out there.
Lawrence Taylor.
Did he have the off-field issues that he had in the professional leagues?
No, boy, he had them later in life, didn't he?
No, he still has them.
There was a time here earlier in the show. I showed you how long I've been doing the show. There's a time here in the show where I said, I just want to come in and I want to do a show today. I remember saying this on the air. I want to come in and I want to do a show today where I don't have to talk about Pete Rose getting the Hall of Fame. I don't want to talk about the Confederate flag. And I don't want to talk about Lawrence Taylor getting arrested again.
Those are all admirable goals because in a sports show.
For about the first 3 or 4 years I did a show, that's all we could talk about. Pete Rose was in the front. He was writing books. People writing books about him. I'm like, man, he's not getting the Hall of Fame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the take the flag down, put the flag up, keep the flag down, take it up. NCAA tournament's not coming here, blah, blah. And then about every 2 months, Lawrence Taylor will be arrested for
soliciting
something.
Yep.
Or, yeah, it wasn't good. So that's how long I've been doing this.
Man, you old.
Yeah, no doubt about that. When we come back, I promise you, we'll take some phone calls, and then I'm going to get some recruiting at some point in time today. Our friends over at Absolute Waste Management, I want to tell you that there's a reason why there are empty old appliances and old furniture and construction debris and waste sitting around right now. There's a reason why people don't want to clean out garages or attics or rental properties or eviction notices or estate liquidations and foreclosures right now, because you don't want to do it. Now, I got some good news for you. Absolute Waste Management wants to do it. The reason that your garage looks that way is because you don't want to clean it up. You don't want to, the reason you got the storage unit out there and you don't want to get rid of all that stuff. You don't want to clean it up. You want to get rid of it, but you don't want to get down and get nasty and get dirty with it. Let them do it for you. Locally owned and operated, no hidden fees, straightforward pricing. No job is too big. No job is too small. Let them come in. Let them give you a free quote. Call or text today, 864-266-7131. Finally, get rid of that bulky, unwanted items in those garages or attics or office buildings that's been laying around that you don't want to get rid of. AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. Absolute Waste Management. AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to have you join us. A little recruiting talk and phone calls right after this.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you, and God bless America.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
Welcome back. My goodness, man.
No. All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Do you know, Mr. Orr 24, that less than 3% of businesses make it to the fourth generation of family ownership? Do you know that that's what happened at Harbin Lumber? Still family owned. Still family operated. And so that's a really... really cool deal there. They're going to make sure that what you have right now is a full order in full on time every single time. And they're going to team with it. They're going to work with it. They're going to look at your orders, see if they can make you more efficient with your orders. They're going to see if they can really help you when it comes to streamlining everything and making sure you get only what you need, exactly how you need it. And making sure that you're successful. Because in the end, for 103 years now, the way that they are successful, 102 years, the way that you're successful is your success. I mean, the way they're successful is you're successful. It's a secret that the Harbin Brothers found out in 1917 and they're still doing today. It's Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Snap Hook's up next. Snap Hook, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Blessed.
Fellas, what is our starting five offensive linemen for the 2019 season?
Well, I would say, I would say that you got some flexibility in here, but I would say that at right tackle, you feel pretty good with Ankrum. I would say at right guard, you would see either Pollard or maybe Bockhorst if Pollard does move somewhere else. I would say Cervinka, or Pollard can move to center. But I'd say Cervinka is at center. I'd say John Simpson returns at left guard, and I would say Jackson Carman maybe right now at left tackle. Now, with that said, Bockhorst could break in the lineup. Cervinka and Pollard could switch guard and center. You got some versatility in there. I think you can see, you know, maybe Stewart playing a little more now, maybe Vincent getting a little more snaps, maybe McFadden in his first year getting some snaps in there. But you got over that, let me see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys. The starting right now, though, day one, first snap, Carman left tackle, Simpson left guard, Cervinka center, Pollard right guard, and Ankrum right tackle.
So we got 4 seniors and 1 true sophomore?
Yes.
On the starting five?
Yep, that's right.
I mean, why am I hearing concerns about offensive line, or is that just our MO as Clemson fans? It's just something we always complain about.
Well, I think fans, you know, certain people, the woe is me people will say that, and the other people will go, no, we're going to be great there. Half full, half empty. You got 3 returning starters. You got 4 guys that have starting experience. You got 4 seniors. You got your left tackle is a 5-star and one of the top players in the country coming out. So, you're fine.
And he had like 120 snaps last year.
200, right? He had over 200 snaps last year.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, I mean, I'm still trying to find the concern. What about tight end?
That is to be determined because I spoke with a Clemson staff member the other day, and they don't know yet on Garrett Williams. He's having some surgery. I don't know when that surgery is. And then he's going to make a decision to come back for a 5th year or to join the military. And then we don't know about Braden Galloway yet and the appeal. If those guys are back, you're going to be good at tight end. You got a blocking tight end and a pass receiving tight end. And then you got J.C. Chalk and you got 2 freshmen and Lay and Allen that are coming in. You'll be fine there. If those 2 guys don't come back, if both don't come back, if both aren't eligible to come back, then you're going to play J.C. Chalk and two freshmen, or you're going to see Higgins, Ross, Rogers, and Kendrick on the field at the same time an awful lot. You can see four wide receivers an awful lot. So I'd be 10 personnel.
So we basically have this. We basically have the almost the exact same depth at offensive line as we had at defensive line last season.
Yeah, but now on the defensive line last season, you had first-round draft picks everywhere. Now, I do think John Simpson will play in the pros. I think Carmen Jackson going to play in the pros. I think Ankrum and Pollard and Trevino, you know, those guys have a chance to play in the NFL. So, yeah, I get your point, yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure. I'm, you know, seeing a couple message boards. Everybody's, you know, like losing their minds over how we're going to struggle without, you know, Mitch Hyatt. And, I mean, I know that that's some big shoes to fill, but I'm feel pretty confident about it. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I could have sworn, when I saw Snapbook's name up there, I could have sworn that it was going to be a New England Patriots call.
Super Bowl week. I mean, it was a safe bet.
Yeah. Sean from Spartanburg. Sean, he had a bad day so far. Sean from Spartanburg says, first he goes, remember David Pollock's sack interception touchdown in the Valley? Well, that was actually in Williams-Brice against South Carolina. So, no, I don't remember that one. And then Sean says, right tackle's weak. But he says W-E-E-K, and then corrects it W-E-A-K. Tremaine Ankrum's weak. He'll be a three-year starter. He'll be an all-ACC, but he's weak. I don't know about that. Texture asks, backup left tackle. I think what you'll see at tackle is Carmen and Ankrum will start, but Pollard can move out and be your third tackle if you do that. If he does that, Bockhorst is your third guard. He moves in the starting lineup to go out there. So I think you're fine there. Tiger Clay St. George said, is that Mickey's? Old Mickey and Abraham Lincoln were golfing buddies. Thing about Abraham Lincoln is he never cheated when we played golf together. You never had to worry about him moving in the rough. He was honest. You never had to worry about his handicap was always right. He never sandbagged whenever he played with him. So that was always really good to see. All right. Let's get to some recruiting stuff here. I'm going to begin on the 2019 class. And then in our next hour, since we don't have Tony Morrell, could do a lot of 2020s over there. You know, think about you, Mr. Or24. You follow recruiting enough that even you had to get a little bit excited about you saw the class 2020 this junior day this past week.
Saw a lot of 4 stars this past weekend. That
saw about 4, 5, 6 5-stars too.
That committed, if you let me finish.
Two, yeah.
Didn't see a lot of 5 stars committing this weekend.
5 stars don't commit this early.
I'm going to need to see that pretty soon. Hot seat Dabo Sweeney, hot seat Jeff Scott, and Brent Venables.
Someone tunes in now and really thinks you really mean that. Satire's not funny if it goes over everybody's head.
It just means they don't get it.
Right. Quickly, Jerron Ealy, Dabo Sweeney is in his home tonight.
Is he?
Now, there's been some curveballs thrown.
I get that. I get that because Jerron Ealy is a baseball player.
Right. You see what I did there?
So that works on two fronts there, but
right.
That's good.
Right.
That's good right there.
You see what I did there?
Oh, boy.
Mississippi State was one of the finalists. And Alabama was one of the finalists, but then Alabama went and hired Mississippi State's running backs coach. Huff, I think his name is Charlie Huff.
Mm-hmm.
So now Alabama has another bullet in the chamber.
So Mississippi State's out. If you had to guess.
I think Mississippi State's been out. So
you're saying it's a 2-horse race.
3. Ole Miss, Clemson, and 4. Ole Miss, Clemson, Alabama, and Major League Baseball.
I don't buy Ole Miss being in this still, based on the fact they already decommitted from him.
He took an official visit this past weekend.
I know what he did. I'm just telling you.
And the pay's pretty good.
Come on, man. They cleaned it up down there.
Text message extraordinaire said, don't balk at Ealy coming to Clemson.
I get that one, too.
Is it there?
It's a baseball term.
Right. He could sign with Clemson on signing day and be a walk-off signing.
Oh. I don't love that one as much.
You don't?
No.
Hope Clemson doesn't strike out with Ealy.
Yeah, there it is. And you're back on the train. I love it. You're back on the track.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've got a minute or so. Scott's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Hope you guys are.
Fantastic.
Real quick, couple questions. One, while you were talking about it, recruiting, I wonder if Clemson's to the point now where some of these 4 or 5-star guys, if it puts pressure back on them, like, you know, Clemson is a go-to spot, and do they feel pressure to, you know, I better get in while the getting's good before this guy does? I wonder if there's an element of that to it. And then secondly, I've heard of this new upstart football league that's got Spurrier and Rick Neuhaus and those guys coaching. Do you know anything about it? Is it going to be worth checking out? And I'd like to get those thoughts off the air and enjoy the show.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. Yes, on the front end of it, yes. The pressure to get in and the spots are limited, and you're starting to see that at certain positions. Certainly that is the case. I don't know about this new league. I want to see you know, the attendance, the facilities, what they're doing. I know they're keeping overhead pretty low in the thing, but it'll be interesting to see. I think they can be successful. It depends on management and how they manage the thing. I do like the fact they're playing in the offseason. That gives you a little bit of chance. And look, we're football crazy in this area, so that gives you a little bit of a chance. All right, let me tell you about our friends over at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. I love Katichi. I love going over. I love the meeting place and the meeting spaces and all of that. I want to tell you right now about getting over for just a getaway weekend, maybe a little Valentine's Day weekend. Take the wife over. She's going to love it. You're going to love it. The food is great. It's a beautiful place. They have the suites and cottages up in the property on the facility there in the clubhouse. Those are beautiful. Maybe a little lake house, maybe a little cabin as well. Get away. Play some golf with them. Have some nice dinner. You're going to love a little Valentine's Day specials. To find out more, CATEECHEE.com. 2020